Hello, this is Lynn Perry with RightThinking.net, and I'd like to speak with you today regarding the Law of Attraction. Recently hosted a teleconference and would like to summarize what we discovered, and I think we can accept that there is probably a scientific or biological basis for the Law of Attraction, which is really the secret behind the secret, if you've heard of that DVD. But in my opinion, it probably has more to do with our heightened expectations of our brain rather than the thought energy going out into the universe and manifesting our desires. And what causes this heightened expectation is part of the brain that's called the reticular activation system. It opens up to us new opportunities and thus gives us the ability to attract what we want into our lives. Ability in quotes, meaning we're heightened for expectation and awareness. And that part of the brain, the reticular activation system, is stimulated by goals and desire and experience and repetition and suggestion. And when that happens, it starts looking for evidence and validation of this new direction or information or goals. It's called the RAS. And its purpose is to screen out unnecessary information while letting in only that information which will help us function positively or move forward in a positive direction. Now, some children with autism, for example, or ADD, more often than not are overstimulated, and they lack the ability to screen out those things that we don't even give a second thought to. The clicking of a clock, for example, or the buzz of a fluorescent light, or traffic noise outside the window. Our brain perceives all of this information, but determines that it isn't very useful, and so it ignores those signals. A common example of the reticulator activation system at work is when you buy a new car. Common illustration, all of a sudden you see that dang car everywhere, and when you could have sworn beforehand that you were the first to buy that make, model, and color. Well, what's happened is the RAS of your brain is now open to this new information. Now that, to me, is the greatest strength and power of the personal development movement. It gives us the tools to change our thinking and reprogram our brain to accept and look for positive opportunities and positive relationships and abundance and fulfillment. See, two of the biggest limiting factors that keep us from living successful lives are fear and negative thought patterns. Well, by speaking positive truth into our brains, we're training the RAS to look for those positive truths, and we can thus form new thought patterns for success. I have a friend, you probably have someone like this too in your life, that every time I see him, he just affirms me, encourages me. He and his wife, they tell me I can do it, I believe in you, you've got what it takes. I mean, do you think I'm attracted to a person like that? Absolutely. He's the law of attraction in action. Well, what happens every time I hear those words and then I tell myself those words and those truths, the RAS of my brain kicks in and looks for more evidence to support those words, and pretty soon I am more confident, I am more attractive, I am more successful. In fact, that is what I believe is really behind the law of attraction. Our brain picking up on like-minded people, attracted to a like-minded person, and people are going the same direction, a common cause, and the brain's reticular activation system works to ensure it. You are who you hang around. You attract who you are. So change your thinking, put the new information into your brain, and you can change your life. This is Lynn Perry with RightThinking.net, inviting you to help yourself to a life of abundance.